Welcome to the Savvy Podcasting for Entrepreneurs podcast, a place for podcasters to learn what's actually working in the world of podcasting and how to use their podcast to generate consistent leads in their business. I'm your host, Jenny, and I'm so excited you're here.
Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I am super excited that you're here. In today's episode, we are diving into podcast SEO, specifically five places that you need to put keywords when it comes to your podcast. So let's jump in. So first up, we're going to start with your podcast as a whole, and then we'll dive into like more episode-specific SEO tactics. So first up, the most common, most obvious one I would think is your podcast title. So your podcast title should contain relevant keywords about your show. For example, for the show Savvy Podcasting for Entrepreneurs, the title has podcasting tips for entrepreneurs after the official podcast name. So if someone's searching for like the words podcasting tips in Spotify, Apple, or really any other podcast listening platform, my show is more likely to appear in the search results and people are more likely to find me that way. And this can even help it appear in Google and Bing searches as well. But the main reason that I truly recommend this is that so your show can appear in search results within podcasting platforms when people are searching there. It's just an additional bonus if Google or Bing or other search engines happen to pick it up. The second place is your podcast description. So you can weave your keywords organically into your podcast description. With your podcast description, you want to have sentences. So the keywords that you select, you would just weave those into the sentences. You wouldn't like put like a bunch of keywords separated by commas in here. It just looks wonky and is unnecessary. So in my podcast description, I have the word podcasting tips. I have, you know, podcast launch, any like words I'm looking to rank for or be able to be searchable for, I will include them weaved into the sentences of my podcast description. Another great place that a lot of people don't think about putting keywords is in the like artist or host name. It depends on like what platform you're using for your host as to what it's called, but it's essentially the field where you include your name. So of course you want to include your name here, but I also like to include keywords here as well. So for example, this show says Jenny Sunnison, podcast strategist. And my other podcast called Moms Make Money says Jenny Sunnison, business coach for moms. So if they searched business coach for moms in the podcast player, my show would be more likely to come up, which is really, really helpful because if someone's looking to learn from business coach for moms, then they can listen to my show and then decide to hire me after that. Before we go any further, I do want to reiterate that we should not be keyword stuffing in any of these places. Essentially, keyword stuffing is when you're just dumping a bunch of keywords separated by commas without weaving it organically into sentences. It just looks messy. Search engines don't like it. So it's really not the greatest practice to go about. It may temporarily help you, but in the long run, it's going to have negative effects. So just include these keywords where it makes sense and don't go overboard because, yeah, it can just not be a great thing to do. And now let's talk about where to include these keywords in our episodes. So first up is your episode title. So your episode title should be keyword rich so that they are searchable both in the podcast app and on other search engines. I always recommend going with clear over creative and clever when it comes to titles. I know it can be fun to have like this fun, clever title, but when it's clear, it's easier for people to search for because they're not typing in these clever phrases or these clever terminology. They're looking for stuff that's like more, you know, plain. So just keep that in mind when you're naming your episodes. And if you do want to name it something fun, make sure there's still keywords in there as well. The second place for episodes is your episode description. So these also, like the podcast description, they need to be organically weaved into the sentences within your keywords and, you know, within your key points section, not just stuffed at the end to try to fit them all in. I think a lot of people just, you know, they try to keyword stuff because that's what they were taught, or they think that it's going to have better results, but in the long run, it does not help you. So, you know, have one, two, maybe three, four sentences at the top, include the keywords up there. And then, you know, if you do key points with bullets and timestamps, then you can include these keywords within those points as well to help with SEO. So that's just the quick and dirty version of where to include your keywords. There's so much more nuanced stuff that goes into SEO, but I just want to share that with you today so that now you know where to include those keywords. If you already had all these keywords, you know, mapped out, but you just didn't know where to include them, I would love to do more episodes on like how to find keywords, like what tools to use and stuff too. So if that's something you're interested in, let me know. I'm more than happy to put out episodes about that kind of thing. But yeah, I would love to know if you're currently implementing SEO for your podcast as a whole and within your episodes or one or the other. You can let me know on Instagram. Our handle is Savvy Podcasting. I would love to hear from you all as always. Let me know what types of episodes you want to hear from me as well, because it's always great to get you guys' feedback too, because I never know, you know, I know what I should be teaching, but I don't really always know what you guys want to learn from me. So yeah, let me know your thoughts and I will see you in the next episode.